It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
This is where it gets ridiculous money. $1,111 to get the impossible question right here on the Kathy Romano Show. We love this when it gets this high. Say it. Do the Kathy impression.
It's getting up there.
Yep. Under 20% of people actually.
What section are you from?
20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? We're going to go to Monique, our first guest on a Monday. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
I hope you get this right. Under 20% of people actually do this for $1,111. What is it, Monique?
Would it be drink their coffee black?
Drink their coffee black. I do believe we have a member of the show who does that right here, right, Laura?
I do. So do you think I'm a loser, Bobby?
Well, yeah, we did say that we think that the person in this is either lame or a loser. I think drinking coffee black is not a loser.
It's pretty baller.
I would just put a little bit of, well, you're going to make fun of me, but a little bit of oat milk in there, in mine, of course, right? My Lulu bag. Brett, do you drink your coffee black?
Yeah.
You
no.
do? No, no,
no.
No, you don't.
I don't have no hair on my chest. Laura, on the other hand,
full man over there. Full man.
Probably more manly than both of you in this
room. Monique.
Because you drink black coffee.
I love the guess. Thanks, Brett, for the extra added visual. But no, it is not 20% of people actually do this.
All right. Thank you.
You got to have a great day. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this for $1,111. The jackpot is up there, Zahara. Hopefully you're going to get this right and you're going to win all this money. What do you think it is?
My guess is go a year more without going on vacation.
And you heard us say that we would think these people are lame or, quote, losers, right?
Yes.
That would absolutely be loserish to go more than a year. I worked with someone. This guy was great in Orlando. If you did not take all of your PTO and your vacation days, by the end of the year, you had to have a face-to-face meeting with him. And he would get so angry at you and he would drill you on why are you not taking all of your days? And I was like, this is the best boss I've ever worked for. He was like, I want you guys to work. You know, to basically live, work here and then go and do this. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. So I always took all my days. And as you guys now know, I take all my days as well.
Yes.
Zahara, I love the guess because we would definitely say that person's lame, but not it.
Darn. But thank you, guys.
I like how you're thinking. If no one else gets it right, coming up here, be back at 9:10, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it. Kathy, you are our next guest here on, look at that, the Kathy Romano Show. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I think it's people that procrastinate.
Oh, the worst kind of people in the world. Kathy, you're not a procrastinator, right?
Not on most things.
I wish you could have just seen Brett's face when I just said, oh, the worst people in the world. He looked at Laura like, are you talking about me?
Yes, you think I'm the worst person in the world.
Yeah, that was a strong language.
Strong. Yeah. I am not a fan of procrastinating. I hate it. Just get it done. If you can get it done, get it done. Right, Brett?
No. There's a lot of mental blocks that stop me from doing a lot of things.
Laura, you're not a procrastinator. You really can't be all the time with this stuff, right?
I'm definitely not a super procrastinator, but I will procrastinate on some like life things. I feel like work. I'm pretty
taxes.
Yeah,
mowing the backyard
a really long.
Yeah,
time.
The backyard.
Backyard. Yeah, Kathy. Definitely lame, I think, but it's not the answer to this one. Not it.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. All right, last guess this round, Sean. You get it right, we give you this money. You get it wrong, a lot of people are happy because that means we'll do it again at 9:10 this morning. All right, Sean, bring it home here. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it?
Well, I am lame, so when I go on vacation, I usually bring food because it's so darn expensive to eat out all the time. I mean, you know.
So your guess is bringing your food on vacation, your own food?
Well, yeah, your own food. Instead of going out $100 for lunch and $100 for dinner, at least one meal you can eat in your, you know, hotel room or whatever.
Sean, I don't think this is lame at all, actually.
Yeah.
I don't, because like when you go down the shore, you rent a house for the week. Mm-hmm. You want to stock up before you head down and have all those groceries so you're not going out and spending tons of money. But so we got to tell you.
Yeah.
Nope, we don't think they're lame. We think that's actually pretty good, Sean.
Very smart.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
You got it. So that means we'll do it again. We'll do it again right around 9:10 this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. I'm all about bringing your food on vacation with you. Like, stock up.
Yeah, I don't know if I would bring it there, but I like going to a grocery store. Like, if you're going to the shore, like, go to the store down there.
If you're going on one of Brett's imaginary vacations, it'd probably be tough. Do you imaginary food shop before you go on your imaginary vacations, Brett?
I mean, I make a list, Bobby. Okay. If that's imaginary. Think of planning your vacation like that. It's like making your grocery list.
But you never do it.
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made plenty of grocery lists that I haven't actually gone to the store and gotten because I've been too lazy. So, I mean, it does happen.
I do like these guesses. Under 20% of people actually do this. We'll do it again at 9:10 this morning. Also, we have Colonial Covers. We have a Fife band coming in and playing some cool drums, some cool sound for getting ready for Colonial. Yep, Brett's doing the flute right now. Brett, this is radio, not TV. So, you're going to do the audio version of
that. I was doing it for myself.
Okay. They're going to be playing in here, and we're going to do Colonial Covers. We're going to play some more modern songs in the Colonial sound. You get to guess and win some great prizes. We'll have that for you just after 8 o'clock this morning. It's the Kathy Romano Show. Good Monday morning on B101. $1,111 with the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this, Daria, for a whole lot of money. What do you think it is?
I think it's completely disable your smoke alarms, because that's pretty lame if you do that.
You've been hearing you say that it's lame. And you mean like if you hear the annoying chirping that always happens at like 2 o'clock in the morning and never at any other time?
Yeah, and then when you disable it and take the battery out, and then if you do that, how are you going to know if it's a fire? And you might, you know, cause catastrophe to everybody else's houses. So.
Right, which you always should have in there. I have this weird feeling. We have a member of the Kathy Romano Show that absolutely disabled it and did not put in a new battery. Ooh. I'm looking at you right now. Based on your reaction, Brett. Bobby. Yes.
I lived in a college home. There were other smoke alarms on the floor, I wasn't the only one that could get batteries, and nobody else did.
So you just disabled your smoke detector because you didn't feel like getting batteries?
I took those things right out when it started beeping.
Oh my gosh. Brett!
There were other ones.
Doesn't matter. Right, Daria? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
You could have caused harm, Brett.
Yes. You are lame, Brett.
You are very lame, Brett. Daria, I love the guess, but it's not correct. Thank you for letting us call Brett lame, though. That made us feel better.
Okay, I'll try again tomorrow.
There you go. That's the spirit. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye. 888-333-B101. Keep those guesses coming for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. 888-333-B101. And a quick update, Brett. You've been working on a project all morning. How many things have you gotten done?
One.
What? Is it done?
No. It's almost done.
888-333.
It takes a while. I don't know if you know this.
B101.
I do. That's why you have been requested to help.
We got $1,111 up for grabs for the impossible question. If you get it right, you'll win all this money. Under 20% of people actually do this. Good morning, Donna. What do you think it is?
Hi. I think finish reading their book from beginning to end.
So people that actually do what you're supposed to do with a book, read it.
I know, but some people don't. They put it down.
Somebody has their hand up here in the studio that they don't finish their book from beginning to end. Laura?
Yeah, so I started a book about 9 months ago, and my baby is 8 months old, and I have not finished that book.
I know, because I've done it.
Right?
I guess it would be lame if you sat there and waited forever to finish that book, but it's not it, Donna.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good day. All right, Aaron, it's up to you here. $1,111. 20% of people actually do this. Well, under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Drop our makeup in the toilet.
And then are you saying fish in there and reach out and get said makeup and still use said makeup?
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't do it. No, I mean, I don't wear makeup.
You couldn't do that with your makeup, Bobby?
No, if I drop my eyeliner or my, what else would I have? Give me some lipstick.
Gloss?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's never coming out. That toilet actually is being removed. Aaron. Not it, though.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
You know, Google said it was less than 20%.
Well, Aaron, here's the thing.
I was looking it up.
We try to make these guesses un-Googleable, which is a word we've come up with here. So don't trust Google ever, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, Aaron. Yeah. Un-Googleable. All right, Julie. Here it is. You're the last guest of the day. You get it right, we're giving you $1,111. You get it wrong, lots of people are happy. $1,212 tomorrow. Under 20% of people actually do this. Julie, what is it?
Okay, let's go with they max out their PTO. They can't accrue anymore.
So we think they're lame because they're actually getting so much vacation time and they're not even using any of it.
Yes.
But wrong. But Julie, okay. I like the way you're thinking, okay? I do like that.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Be back here tomorrow, and now you made a lot of people happy for $1,212, okay?
All right, I'll try tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much. All right, so yeah, this jackpot. Brett, give me a Kathy impression of what the jackpot is doing.
It's getting up there.
It is.
What are we doing next?
Well, actually, we're going to say that's perfect. Kathy does this at the end of every show.
And what section are you from?
Just spamming Kathy emotes.
Again, tomorrow, we will have some fun with our colonial covers. Our friends.
Our friends.
Where'd that accent come from there? I know. Our Philly
darling.
Drum band's going to come in tomorrow. I don't know where that accent came from. Anyway, you can check out their events at ResoundingPhiladelphia.com. We're going to have the Philly Fife and Drum Band in again tomorrow for some great prizes. We'll do that right around 8 o'clock as well. Another shout for you to win a trip to Jamaica tomorrow and win $1,212 with the impossible question. Our clip of the day, we were talking about how Laura drinks black coffee, and our wonderful Brett decided to say this.
I don't have no hair on my chest. Laura, on the other hand...
Full man over there. Full man.
Probably more manly than both of you in this room.